Welcome in, Sean Yetter, joining us here as a co-host here for the next couple of moments. Sean, you've joined the North Platte JCs within the past couple of months, right?
Absolutely. Have attended several meetings and done a couple of events, so it's an absolutely a great organization. I'm glad that I joined.
You did one of the most busy events of the entire year for the JCs, helping out with Nebraska Land Days, right?
Nebraska Land Days was wild this year. I always expect it to be a little bit bigger than it was any previous year, but for some reason this year just seemed, I mean, of course we had, you know, Tim McGraw and Miranda Lambert are going to blow it up naturally,
sure.
But it just seems like the energy and the enthusiasm is back in town. It just seems that way.
You have a trio of your JC colleagues here in the studio. Would you care to introduce us, if you don't mind?
Yep, we got Nick McNew and his wife, Katie, and Danielle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Danielle, I don't know your last name, Danielle.
Shiel.
Danielle Shiel. All members of the JCs. Now, Nick, you are the... Nick and Katie, explain to me your dynamic as far as president and because we have a national chapter and a local chapter. Explain to me kind of how the dynamic of the JCs works, and then where you two fit into it.
Well, so first off, the JCs, we are a nonprofit organization that focuses on members of young men and women from the ages of 21 to 40. And what we do is we learn leadership skills and different communication skills along the way while we are helping out the community and giving back to people that we find that are needing some help along the way in life. So this year, currently, I am the North Platte chapter president, and Katie is the state president this year. So we have a local chapter, state chapter, and then there's national and international as well. So it goes just beyond the United States.
So then it's a lot of networking, and it's a lot of social network, business network, and a lot of give back to the community. One of the big takeaways that I have so far from being in the JCs is that everybody does this not because they're gaining anything from it. Everybody is doing this because there's a need in the community somewhere, and the JCs are like any nonprofit organization that sit down, determine where funds can best be used, and then set out to make those funds work. And so I'm really proud to be part of the JCs, and and I know that you know, when we're doing big events and we ask for all hands, like Danielle, your son came and helped out during Ashton during Nebraska Land Days, and that was a huge help, you know. Just putting younger kids in the position to be helped and then learn how to then help themselves and give back. It's almost, you know, trifold into the community. It's really great.
Yeah,
I love it.
Absolutely.
Katie, there's obviously a lot of benefits too to being a member of the JCs nationally, statewide, and then of course the North Platte JCs. But Sean mentioned, you know, there's a lot of opportunities to give back, and it's all about giving back, but there's some great networking opportunities to be a member of the JCs.
Oh, for sure. Me as a state, I actually went to Nationals in 2019 in Corpus Christi, and
Oh, cool. You
meet so many people in that social networking inside your state and outside of the state. I mean, I have people now that I call friends that are nationwide. So, yeah, it's an amazing social networking.
And with that trip to Corpus Christi for the convention that Katie went to, she was actually nominated as one of few that got to go to Washington, D.C. for an actual training for JCI, and it was a three-day, very, very intense training. Our boys and I went, kind of tagged along, but Katie's training, I mean, we stayed in the same motel, but she had to be in the same room as her counterparts, you know, because it was literally 16 to 18 hours of intense training and projects and everything like that. So it gets pretty intense. You meet a lot of good people along the way. Everybody has different attributes in the community, and we bring those together, and we're able to give back in a positive way.
Danielle, how long have you been a member of the JCs?
I believe 5 or 6 years.
Okay. Yeah. What initially sparked your interest in the North Platte JCs?
Just some friends are like, come join us. Or was it maybe, no, I think they're like, come out to the haunted house.
Or else.
Yeah.
Show up.
Yeah. No, I think they like lured me into the haunted house out at the Scouts Rest out there. They're like, come help us. And then I went out and it was fun. And they're like, oh, by the way, we have meetings. And Yeah.
And the camaraderie among the JCs is what always amazes me. It's a great opportunity to get to know some new people and to network in that aspect, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually showed up a little bit late on Tuesday's meeting, and everybody was already clipping wild branches and pulling weeds, and so just, you know, rolled up the sleeves and jumped right in. But that's what everybody does, is helps out and does what needs to be done, but they do it together. Even the events that we have, you know, we plan our shifts and our positions and try to make things smooth, you know. So there is a lot of event planning that goes on.
Oh yeah.
Now, Nick, you can speak to this better than I can too, but it's a great opportunity if you're a local businessman or businesswoman. It's a great opportunity to get to know some like-minded individuals. First and foremost, support the community, support the youth, but it's a great opportunity for you to promote your business and get to talk to like-minded individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. That goes along with like the networking and advertising and everything that, you know, you're going to do. Like Sean, you know, that's why we kind of wanted to kind of get him into the JCs, because mm-hmm. of his networking ability with, mm-hmm. you know, Husker Radio and everything like that. So everybody has different qualities that they can bring to the table. And, you know, even though I knew Sean from, you know, buying advertisements from him for our business, we got to know him better as a person and a human being, working with him side by side in the JCs. And, you know, my uncle and my parents, they were both JCs, and they still have lifelong friends that they had met in the JCs. So it's more than just, you know, showing up to a meeting and doing the nitty-gritty. It's friendships, it's giving back, it's lifelong lessons that you learn along the way that you can take to your business or to other businesses, and just everybody kind of pulls together and we help each other out.
Katie, we have a great event coming up on Saturday for the North Platte JCs, right?
Yeah, Stuff the Bus. I think it's going to be a good way to give our community, especially our youth, you know, start them off with the school year right. Mm-hmm. Get them what they need and make their school year a little easier on them and their teachers.
Yeah, and this is big too for the parents, Danielle. We know it's kind of a stressful season when we get into the summer months, and we take for granted all the summer activities that parents try to make it, you know, for the kids, and then trying to sort out childcare while, you know, still working full time, and it can be a stressful season. Not to mention, it's tight on the budget too, the summer months, and we're living in a society and in a time where every penny counts, and there might be some families that are just a little short for some of those necessary school supplies this year.
Right, right. Yeah, so we ask anybody, you know, stop by, drive by while you're in shopping this weekend, just pick up some extra school supplies and drop them off at us outside the door. And then I think in a couple weeks, we're going to partner with the Lincoln County Raceway, and then we'll distribute backpacks.
Cool.
So anyone's encouraged, you know, don't be afraid. Like, hey, you think you make too much? You know, we don't care. We just want to make sure the kids have a nice backpack and school supplies for when they go back to school.
Yep, start the school year on the right note. And, Katie, what kind of supplies are we looking for specifically?
So we actually, I'm today going to make a list of school supplies from kindergarten through 12th grade, and then we'll have those printed off. So, you know, some maybe older people that don't have children that want to help out, they'll have the list right there.
Sure. Nice refresher.
Oh, yeah. That way they know, like, you know, a few extra things of paper or pencils or, you know, whatever they feel the need that they want to get, we'll have that whole list and go from there.
And one of the things I love most about a fundraiser of this type, Nick, is the fact that this is a fundraiser where every bit counts. Not everybody can afford to give, you know, a few hundred dollars of a donation, but this is one of those fundraisers where $5 will make a big difference. That's going to buy several stacks of paper, you know, buy some folders, some pens. If everybody just does what they can, we can make a big difference for our community and, most importantly, the youth in our community.
Yeah. You know, we're not, when we have the list and you're walking inside Walmart and you're just grabbing, you know, just a couple things off the grocery list, you don't have to get everything on our school supplies list. You know, one box of crayons, one box of colored pencils, one thing of paper, like you were saying, you know, $5, we hope it goes a long way. You know, we don't know with inflation and everything, but, you know, it doesn't take everything off the list. If everybody can pull together and just grab one or two things off the list while they're going in, drop it off to us outside. We'll put it in the bus, and we're going to distribute it in backpacks. We're partnering with Walmart and going to have a big yellow school bus outside of cool. Walmart that we're going to stuff with. And so the JCs is actually buying the backpacks to put the school supplies in. So we're asking awesome. The community to buy the school supplies. The JCs are going to supply the backpacks, and we're going to stuff them, and we're going to go through the school supplies list. So say third grade needs XYZ, we're going to have a third grade backpack, a fourth grade backpack, sure. and so forth.
Yep.
So it's not just going to be stuff in the backpack that, well, my kid doesn't need this because he's in 10th grade. It's going to be adjusted to grade.
Sure.
And
we're not going to send any seniors to school with a big box of Crayola crayons.
Well, I mean, so, if they want, you know, if that's
if it's on the school supply, yeah. sure. But
so, and we've had people reach out to us on how to get on the list to receive a backpack.
Oh, cool.
And you know, there's no list. This is kind of the first year we're doing it, so we're learning as we go. But like Danielle had said, the Lincoln County Raceway had reached out to us, and they're having their kids' night August 13th at the racetrack, and they're going to give away 100 backpacks.
Oh, awesome.
So we're going to take our bus out there, our school bus, and we're going to take it out there, and we're going to partner with them and give away a whole bunch of backpacks. So you don't even have to go into the races to get a backpack. You can just drive up, grab a backpack, and be on your way.
Be a bit of a drive-through process.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, with COVID, everything's been drive-through,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Sure has. This would be a great efficiency, too, if folks want to take advantage of it. And Katie, when can folks donate on Saturday, specifically?
Our time is 1 to 5.
Okay.
Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Yep. Saturday and Sunday, okay. Yep. Is there opportunities to donate outside of Saturday and Sunday if folks aren't able to swing by either Saturday or Sunday?
There is. We have a Facebook page, North Platte JCs, and if you just want to go on there, you can private message us if you want to make donations. You can also drop them off at Cohagen Battery, McNews Unlimited, or probably even here.
Yep, you can drop them off here. I'd get them. Yep, absolutely.
Yep. So there's several different drop-off places, you know. So
awesome.
It doesn't have to be from 1 to 5. If you're busy Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5, or if you're going out of town Friday and you're stopping through and want to grab a couple things that you know is going to be on the school supply list, reach out to us and we'll make sure.
Or if you're going to do a little bit of school shopping, Danielle, sometime between now and August 13th, pick up a couple of extra items and donate them. I mean,
yeah.
That's a great way to do it with very little notice on the pocketbook, if you will.
Right, exactly.
We'll have the bus out there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so we'll have the bus out at the racetrack on the 13th as well.
Awesome.
So, again, if you don't have time to do it now, you can bring it out there and we'll still get them to kids that need them.
Sure, absolutely. Anything else you guys want to add this morning on behalf of the JCs?
You know, I just want to kind of add that the JCs, we have, you know, I don't know if you kind of are familiar with what the JCs does, but it seems like we kind of get the reputation of all we do is beer sales. And even though money, you know, we raise a lot of money doing the beer sales, this is why we raise that money, mm-hmm. is so we're able to buy these backpacks and give them away. There's a lot more than what we do than just selling beer. Sean can vouch for that.
Absolutely.
We give away a lot of money just Tuesday night at our meeting.
Yeah.
And
well,
so
I think the misconception is because we see the JCs a lot doing the alcohol sales. So I think folks just represent that or kind of coordinate that with that's where we see them at. But the JCs is an organization that does a lot of behind-the-scenes work that goes unseen and unnoticed for most of the public.
For sure, absolutely. And that's the point that I want to get across, we do a lot more than just selling beer. I mean, that is one big way how we raise our money. But I just ask people that if you're ever wanting to volunteer, whether it's a day, a week, you know.
Come check it out.
Come check it out. And it's more than just sitting in meetings. I mean, we do a lot of planning, and, you know, there's more ways to give back. And if you're looking for it, reach out to us.
And I, for one, feel more comfortable having the JC sell beer and alcohol at events because you know that you have trustworthy individuals that are making sure that these individuals have the wristbands. They're at least 21 years of age. So
yeah, we went through
it's a matter
of
comfort for me.
Yeah, we went through an alcohol training, you know, the police department
those are yearly,
came in.
Yeah, I think, right, with the JCs? So.
Yeah, and, you know, we don't drink while we're on the job. No. There's a lot of standards that we hold ourselves more than what average people would when they're selling beer. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, guys, we sure do appreciate the time. Look forward to Saturday's event and appreciate all the great work that all the JCs do for our Lincoln County community.
All right. We'll see you there.